Chapter 4. Mr. Badger. Mole and Rat wait for a long time, and finally they hear footsteps. The door opens a little, and they see a nose and two sleepy eyes.
"Who is it?"
asks Badger. He is angry.
"Oh, Badger,"
cries Rat.
"It's me, Rat, and my friend Mole. We're lost in the snow."
"My dear Ratty,"
says Badger.
"Come in. Lost in the snow? In the wild wood? This isn't the kind of night for small animals to be out."
He takes them to the kitchen. There is a fire burning in the fireplace. Badger gives them dressing gowns and slippers. They sit in front of the fire while Badger prepares dinner for them. They are very hungry, and they eat and eat.
"How's old Toad?"
asks Badger.
"From bad to worse,"
says Rat.
"Another accident in his car. This is the seventh. He's always in hospital or paying fines. He needs to pay for a driver, but he's convinced that he's a good driver."
Badger thinks.
"I can't do anything now, but when the nights are short, we must talk to Toad. He must become sensible. Now it's time for bed."
He takes them to a room. It is full of food for the winter. Apples, turnips, potatoes, nuts, and honey. But there are also two little beds. Mole and Rat get undressed and go to sleep. The next morning, they get up very late. They are eating breakfast in the kitchen when the front doorbell rings. It's Otter. He is very happy to see Rat and Mole.
"Everybody on the river is very worried about you,"
he says. At that moment, Badger arrives.
"I think it's time for lunch,"
he says. During lunch, Otter and Rat talk about the river. Mole tells Badger,
"I like your house. It's good to live underground."
Badger is pleased that Mole likes his house.
"Yes, here it's safe, peaceful, and quiet."
After lunch, Badger shows Mole his home. There are a lot of rooms and tunnels. They return to the kitchen. Ratty is wearing his coat.
"Come on, Mole. It's time to go,"
he says.
"We must go before night."
He is worried.
It's all right,"
says Otter.
"I'm coming with you."
"Don't worry, Ratty,"
says Badger.
"My tunnels go to the edge of the wood."
He picks up a lantern and takes them down a long tunnel. After a long time, they see daylight. They are on the edge of the wild wood. Badger says goodbye and goes away quickly. Otter takes them to the river. Mole is very happy to be home.